F. Scott Fitzgerald, The Beautiful and the Damned. Narrated by Gary Williams. Book 1, Chapter 1. Anthony Patch. In 1913, when Anthony Patch was 25, 2 years were already gone since, irony, the Holy Ghost of this latter day had, theoretically at least, descended upon him. Irony was the final polish of the shoe, the ultimate dab of the clothes brush, a sort of intellectual there. Yet, at the brink of this story, he has yet gone no further than the conscious stage. As you first see him, he wonders frequently whether he is not without honour and slightly mad. A shameful and obscene thinness glistening on the surface of the world like oil on a clean pond. These occasions being varied, of course, with those in which he thinks himself rather an exceptional young man, thoroughly sophisticated, well adjusted to his environment, and somewhat more significant than anyone else he knows. This was his healthy state, and it made him cheerful, pleasant, and very attractive to intelligent men and to all women. In this state,